Recently, I came across a letter that Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayh, had written to his son, Ahmad Khomeini, towards the end of Imam Khomeini's life. He actually wrote at least two kind of wasiyatname, meaning like letters which are considered to be like a final parting words of wisdom. One of them was written about 5 years before he passed away. And then the other one was written just about 2 years before he passed away from this world. And he wrote it to his son. Now, what kind of treasure does a person of knowledge give to those who are going to come after him? Obviously, like, it's his or her knowledge. There are others who might seek to like leave aside, you know, mansions and treasuries and gold and silver and a lot of riches. But this is something which the people of knowledge would leave behind, and it was something that maybe was more valuable than those other things. And this is something that we see in the Quran. Luqman was doing to his son, and it was the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam as well. So Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi has these words for his son, but in there, there's some beautiful nuggets of wisdom that I'd like to just take a few of them this evening and speak about. Inshallah, we can learn and remind ourselves about the personality of Imam Khomeini and some of the things that he has taught us that we can apply in our current situation. So the first thing I'd like to mention is that Imam Khomeini, in these two letters, he begins and he first kind of explains his perspective of himself. You know, he's the father here. It might be the case that somebody would say that, okay, at the end of a long life, he sees himself as being a very successful person because he's become so popular. He's been able to like do something that no one else was able to do. He had surprised everyone who was, you know, all the political scientists, all the PhDs who, for the most part, who were looking at this, they never believed that Imam Khomeini would be successful in establishing the Islamic Revolution along with, you know, the people. But with God's help, they were able to do that. So you'd think that maybe he looks himself as somebody who is very, very like successful and definitely set for good times when he leaves this world. But the way he speaks of himself, he says that I am now at the end of my life. I'm just paraphrasing. And he says that I've spent my whole life in a state of intoxication with the natural world, meaning that I consider myself as having fallen short of where I should have been. And even now, I see myself as making my way towards the pit of the hellfire. And I don't have any hope that I may be saved from it. But at the same time, I am not hopeless in the mercy of Allah. And I don't have any hope except for in Him. And even when I look at everything that I've gained in terms of my knowledge, all the different opinions that I've studied, all the different opinions that I have, I don't see myself as being somebody who's worthy. And in fact, I can see that only Allah is the one who is able to count the number of sins that I have committed. You see here, Imam Khomeini was somebody who saw himself as a believer should see themselves, always between fear and hope. And this was one of the hallmarks of his personality, that despite whatever was happening, he always saw himself as being somebody who was humble because of his acknowledgement of being in the presence of Allah. One time he was giving a speech, and before he was about to speak, there was a poet who began to praise him in front of the audience, kind of to like create the excitement that Imam was about to start speaking. And so he says that, you know, in using poetic language, he says that you are the Suleiman of the era, you are the Dawood of the era. Now sit on your throne and command as God has given you the right to command us. And that type of poetic language. He was basically saying that Imam Khomeini had been successful and now he was the leader of the Islamic Revolution. When Imam Khomeini starts out, he acknowledges this poet, and he says that he is a speaker who is committed to the deen, and he has powerful speech. But then he also has a complaint for him, and he says that I seek refuge in Allah from those things that you have said about me, because these things, if I were to believe them, they would be something that might take me away from Allah Ta'ala. These things that you said, it was not right for you to say them in my presence. And I am scared and I'm concerned about the effect that it may have on myself. Now, if you go and you look at the video of this incident, you see that the entire audience began to weep because the sincerity of the way he spoke made it clear that he was speaking the truth. This is how he saw himself. Despite all the blessings that he had, he saw himself completely and absolutely, totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala.